This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
It's human nature to want to play. From board games to sports, games have been an integral part of human culture since time immemorial. Since their invention in the mid-20th century, video games have been among the most popular pastimes. In fact, in 2018, UK gamers spent on average over 7 hours a week playing, according to market research conducted by global network provider Limelight. But how much is too much? When does entertainment become an addiction? Are we hooked on video games? The urge to play never goes away, said Sean, not his real name, on the BBC's Victoria Derbyshire programme. His fixation with gaming once involved playing for 48 hours straight. It consumed him to the point he would ignore his family and children, and ended up losing them, along with his job and home. Since then, he has checked into rehab, and despite falling off the wagon once or twice, he has been on track for the last 14 months. Sean is not alone. The UK Addiction Treatment Group have noticed an increase in the number of people seeking treatment for gaming addiction, from 4 in 2014 to 22 in 2018, they told the BBC. And in 2018, the World Health Organization classified gaming addiction as a disorder. In the UK, an inquiry into technology addiction held by the Digital, Culture, Media and Sports Select Committee included testimony from self-professed gaming addicts. One, Matas Mikus, said, "Games, by their very nature, are addictive." However, the Association for UK Interactive Entertainment informed the committee that there was a lack of evidence around the addiction. They stated that gaming could be a force for good, encouraging, among other things, critical thinking skills. Indeed, in a 2018 BBC article, Registrar in Anaesthetic and Intensive Care at Sheffield Teaching Hospital, Rajin Chowdhury, seems to agree. Gaming, he says, made him more dexterous, improved hand-eye coordination, and aided procedures that were performed remotely through looking at a screen, especially where the surgery controls were not intuitive. Are video games addictive? It's unclear. Like anything, moderation is key. The games themselves may not be the problem, but letting them negatively impact our lives certainly is. With that in mind, play well, have fun, and don't forget to take regular breaks.
Takeaway English
from the BBC.